Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar with his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira co-chairs 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Nomination for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. Voting for 24 seats spread over 6 districts on 18th of next month. Supreme Court grants bail to BRS leader K. Kavita in liquor policy scam case. IMD issues red alert of heavy rain in several districts of Gujarat. Over 70 people killed in 4 different incidents of assault in Pakistan's Balochistan province. And in cricket, Indian squad for ICC Women's T20 World Cup announced skipper Harmanpreet Kaur and vice-captain Smriti Mandhana to lead the 15-member team in the UAE. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira are co-chairing the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Ahead of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to productive discussions. Both ministers are scheduled to discuss ways to advance key G20 outcomes from last year's summit under India's presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November the 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship rooted in shared values. The Ministry of External Affairs says Foreign Minister Vieira's visit provides an opportunity to further strengthen the strategic partnership established in 2006 and explore new avenues of cooperation in bilateral, regional and multilateral arenas across diverse sectors. The nominations for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is August the 30th. In the first phase, voting will be held on the 18th of next month in 24 assembly seats spread over 6 districts. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on September the 25th and October the 1st. The results of all phases of elections will be announced on October the 4th. Of the 90 assembly constituencies in the Union Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. Meanwhile, the Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader, Ghulam Mohammad Mir, from Duru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. The Supreme Court granted bail today to Bharat Rashtra Samiti VRS leader K. Kavita in corruption and money laundering cases related to the alleged Delhi liquor policy case. Hearing the case, the bench of Justices B.R. Gavai and K.V. Vishwanathan noted that Kavita had been in custody for around 5 months and that the probe against her by the CBI and the Enforcement Directorate was complete. The Apex Court set aside a July 1st Delhi High Court order denying her bail. The ED arrested Kavita from her residence in Banjara Hills, Hyderabad on March the 15th and she has been lodged at Tihar Jail since then. She was later arrested by the CBI on April 11th at the jail. The centre has issued comprehensive guidelines for handling public grievances with an aim to make grievance redressal time-bound, accessible and meaningful. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said the guidelines for effective redressal of public grievances seek to empower citizens, streamline process, bring greater clarity and focus to redressal of public grievances. The citizens can register their grievances on www.pgportal.gov, which will operate as a single window experience. Central ministries and departments have to appoint nodal officers for public grievances who will address grievances promptly, fairly and efficiently. The feedback on disposed grievances shall be sent to the citizen by SMS and email. The BJP is set to start a membership drive from the 2nd of next month. Briefing media in New Delhi today, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade said all existing members will need to renew their membership. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will receive his membership from Party President JP Nadda on the 2nd of next month, after which the membership drive will commence across the country. Mr. Tavade explained that according to the BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years.
2 सितंबर से संगठन पर्व सदस्यता का शुरू होगा जिसमें नए सिरे से सभी मौजूदा जो सदस्य है उनको भी फिर से सदस्य होना होगा माननीय प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी को आदरणीय अध्यक्ष जी पहला सदस्य बनाएंगे और उसके बाद पूरे देश में सदस्यता शुरू होगी.
Former Chief Minister of Jharkhand Champai Soren confirmed today that he will join the BJP. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Soren said although he had previously considered retiring from politics, public support has led him to decide to remain active. He announced that he will now join the BJP.
हम बड़ा मंथन करने के बाद देश का माननीय प्रधानमंत्री उनका ऊपर विश्वास किया गृह मंत्री अमित शाह के ऊपर विश्वास हमारा बढ़ गया और भारतीय जनता पार्टी में शामिल होने का हमने निर्णय ले लिया.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज. फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters are pouring in from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Shantragachi in Howrah as student groups hold the Nabonno Abhiyan rally. Police are using lathi charge, water cannons and tear gas to disperse the crowd. Despite the Bengal police denying permission, the student organisation Poshchim Bongo Chhatra Samaj and the Shangrami Juttho Moncho have announced that they will hold their rally. They are demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the arrest of those involved in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The West Bengal police have claimed that they have received credible intelligence suggesting attempts would be made by miscreants to mix among protesters and incite violence and chaos during the rally. Governor C.V. Ananda Bose has urged the state government to avoid using force to suppress the rally. Noted Malayalam film director M. Mohan passed away at a private hospital in Kochi this morning. He was 76, known for his portrayal of human relationships and exploration of the complexities of human emotions. Mohan's characters depicted the intense inner conflicts of ordinary people. He directed several well-received films, including Shalini and Kutukari, Elakangal, Mangalam Nerunnu, Pakshe, Edavela and Randapen Kutigal, among others. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat for the third consecutive day, severely affecting normal life. 75 dams in the state are overflowing, while more than 45 have been put on high alert. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in several districts of Gujarat today. More from our correspondent.
Torrential rains lashed central eastern districts and parts of Saurashtra during the last 24 hours. Tankara in Morbi recorded the highest 14 inches of rainfall, followed by Morwa Hadaf in Panchmal and Nadiad in Kheda district, which received 13 inches of rains during the last 24 hours. Amid the forecast of heavy to heavy rains today, more than 250 tehsils of the state recorded light to heavy rainfall since morning. Road traffic is severely affected due to waterlogging and more than 400 bus routes and several highways have been closed. Senior Public Relations Officer of Ahmedabad Division of Western Railway Jitendra Jain said several trains have been cancelled due to waterlogging.
पूरे गुजरात में भारी बारिश के कारण वेस्टर्न रेलवे की जो गाड़ियां हैं वो प्रभावित हुई हैं. कल से आज करीब 30 गाड़ियां हैं जिसको रद्द किया गया है और करीब 13 गाड़ियां हैं जिनको शॉर्ट टर्मिनेट कर दिया गया. साथ में 36 गाड़ियां हैं जिनको डायवर्ट रूट से हम लोगों ने उनके गंतव्य की ओर भेजा है. ये सारी व्यवस्थाएं रेल प्रशासन ने रेलवे सुरक्षा को ध्यान में रखते हुए यात्री सुरक्षा को ध्यान में रखते की है.
Meanwhile, relief and rescue operations is underway in flood-affected districts. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Due to deep depression formed over Rajasthan, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also predicted in some places of South Rajasthan today. In Bihar, several villages in Bhagalpur, Katihar, Khamaria, Patna and Munger districts are affected by flooding due to the rising water levels in various rivers, including Ganga, Gandak, Kosi and Mahananda. Flood-affected villagers from low-lying areas and riverine regions have taken shelter on highways, in schools and other safer places. In Bhagalpur district, blocks are severely affected. The district administration has set up relief camps for the flood-affected people. In Pakistan, more than 70 people have been killed in at least 4 assault cases amid several reported incidents of violence in Balochistan province. According to various media reports, 14 soldiers and police personnel as well as 21 militants were killed in a major attack targeting vehicles on a major highway in Bela, a town in the Las Bela district. In a separate incident, at least 23 people were killed after armed men blocked the interprovincial highway in Musakhel district. The attackers offloaded passengers from trucks and buses, checked their identities and then fired at them. The deceased were identified as residents of Pakistan's Punjab province. In Kalat, 10 people, including 5 police personnel, were reportedly killed in an attack on a police post and a highway. Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard has announced her support for Republican nominee Donald Trump in the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Gabbard, who served in the military in Iraq, ran for president in the Democratic primary in 2020, but left the party 2 years later. Appearing with Trump at the National Guard Association conference in Detroit, Michigan yesterday, Gabbard praised Trump for having the courage to meet with adversaries, dictators, allies and partners alike in the pursuit of peace and viewing the war as a last resort.
I had the privilege of joining President Trump. We can't allow our country to be destroyed by politicians who will put their own power ahead of the interests of the American people, our freedom, and our future. If you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House.
Star batter Harmanpreet Kaur will lead a 15-member Indian squad for the upcoming ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The big-hitting Smriti Mandhana has been named vice-captain of the team. Other members of the squad include Shefali Verma, Deepthi Sharma, Jemima Rodrigues, Richa Ghosh, wicket-keeper, Pooja Vastrakar, Arundhati Reddy, Renuka Singh Thakur, Dayalan Hemlata, Asha Shobhna, Radha Yadav and Sajana Sajivan. Wicketkeeper batter Yastika Bhatia and spin all-rounder Shreyanka Patil were also included in the squad subject to their fitness. An 84-member contingent of Indian para-athletes is set to pursue an unprecedented gold rush as the Paralympic Games kick off in Paris tomorrow. This is the largest contingent India has ever sent to the Paralympics. India won a record 19 medals, including 5 gold, at the Tokyo Paralympics in 2021, finishing 24th in the overall rankings. Indian athletes won a record 111 medals, including 29 gold, at the Hangzhou Asian Para Games last year. Several medal winners from Hangzhou are in this Paralympics team, including world record-holding javelin thrower Sumit Antil, F-64, and rifle shooter Avni Lekra, 10-meter rifle standing SH-1. Both will be defending the gold medals they won in Tokyo. India is competing in 12 sports this time. In Maharashtra, people are celebrating the festival of Dahi Handi with great enthusiasm in Mumbai city and its suburbs. At various locations, Govinda teams are preparing to form increasingly tall human pyramids to break the prestigious Dahi Handis. Women Govindas are also participating with equal fervor. The festival is marked with added excitement due to the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections, with political parties offering significant cash prizes for the event. In a vibrant display of cultural harmony, thousands of devotees gathered yesterday at the Sri Krishna Temple in Burdubai to celebrate Janmashtami. The event took place at what is widely recognized as the first temple established in the United Arab Emirates. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar with his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira co-chairs 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Nomination for first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to end this evening. Voting for 24 seats spread over 6 districts on 18th of next month. Supreme Court grants bail to BRS leader K. Kavita in liquor policy scam case. IMD issues red alert of heavy rain in several districts of Gujarat. Over 70 people killed in four different incidents of assault in Pakistan's Balochistan province. And in cricket, Indian squad for ICC Women's T20 World Cup announced. And with that, we end the midday news.